Big question, how much will travel alerts hurt the European economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you from American Public Media. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Japan has followed the United States and Britain and issued a European travel alert after warnings of possible terrorist attacks. The foreign ministry in Tokyo today, just like the U.S. State Department over the weekend, advised its citizens to be careful when using public transit or visiting tourist attractions there. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
How much do we know about the nature of this terror threat?
Nothing very specific from official sources, but it's been reported here that the UK, France and Germany are most at risk, and that some British citizens of Pakistani origin and some Germans of Afghan descent may be planning a commando-style attack in crowded places, similar to those terrible attacks in Mumbai 2 years ago.
And how much impact, Stephen, will this have on European tourism?
Well, obviously, it isn't going to help. Now, this clearly is not a peak time for people to be traveling to Europe, especially from the US. But many Americans may be thinking about their vacation plans next year. And Simon Calder, travel editor of the Independent newspaper, feels many may be deterred by this alert from taking a transatlantic holiday. And that, he says, would be terrible for European tourism.
US travellers are more adored than any other nationality because they spend more cash. It's going to be very grim news for thousands of workers in the tourist industry in Europe.
He says it's particularly galling for the tourist trade here since airlines and hotels have begun to report the signs of recovery from the economic downturn.
All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
3M has told employees it's going to stop offering health insurance, group health insurance, to younger retirees. The Wall Street Journal reports the manufacturing giant sent out a memo that says federal health insurance reform has given retired people more options and made it difficult to compete. Add that to a threat by McDonald's to drop some worker coverage, and you have business starting to react to reform, trying to change the insurance landscape. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Healthcare reform laws will roll out over the next several years, and businesses are scrambling to get a handle on the new rules.
This bill, it's going to change the business model.
Len Nichols is the director of the Health Policy Research and Ethics Center at George Mason University.
Right now, part of what they're competing on is how good am I at selecting healthy people, and how good am I at negotiating discounts with providers?
Nichols says now insurers will be competing in other ways, like incentivizing healthy behavior. Melissa Thomason is a healthcare expert at Miami University. She says the laws will be hard on small businesses and companies that tend to offer cheaper, bare-bones policies.
Smaller insurers and businesses like McDonald's, who have pretty restrictive benefits policies, might see their cost of coverage grow up significantly.
George Mason's Len Nichols says the health care bill leaves a lot of specifics up to individual states, which could mean another layer of complication for businesses and insurers. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. By Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at MassMutual.com.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are lower right now, 0.5% to a full percent. Sanofi Aventis shares are lower right now. The French drug maker is making a hostile bid for the U.S. biotech firm Genzyme. Wall Street Friday, the Dow was higher by nearly 0.5%. It closed out the week at 10,829. 3 years ago this Sunday, the stock market hit an all-time high. On October 9th, 2007, the Dow closed at 14,164. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says there are lessons to be learned about expecting too much from the stock market. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
Isn't it a little depressing to think about this anniversary, given the roller coaster ride the stock market's been on since?
Actually, it's very depressing. It's not a little depressing, but it's also educational because life is educational. Because from this high of 3 years ago, the stock market proceeded to fall something more than 50%. Then from the bottom, it rose 75%. And now it's down roughly 25%. But you could have really gotten killed if you bought at the wrong time and made a fortune if you'd bought at the right time.
What impact, speaking of which, has the stock market drop had on the real world, Alan?
Well, part of it is something like $5 trillion of wealth has been vaporized, which affects how people and businesses behave. Mm. And people are scared and are now seeking safety, or what they think is safety, from the stock market.
All right, so $5 trillion, give or take. If there's been this flight to safety, as you say, Alan, among investors, where are they going?
Well, it's a flight to what they think is safety, which is bonds. And to them, I say, good luck, because I think you're going to need it. Interest rates are now abnormally low, and they're almost certain to rise. And if interest rates rise and you own bonds, your capital gets really whacked.
So, Alan, you mentioned education at the outset. I mean, what lessons can we take away from the last 3 years?
The first lesson is, even though over the long run, stocks have returned almost 10% a year, the return is extremely lumpy and the market can be way up or way down for years at a time. The second lesson is that when you read the fine print and it says past performance is no guarantee of future performance, it's absolutely true.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us. Alan, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, the male erotic dancing troupe, the Chippendales, wanted to make sure no one would copy their brand. So they tried to trademark their bow tie and shirt cuffs costume. The Trademark and Patent Office refused, and an appeals court Friday affirmed, saying the Chippendales outfit wasn't distinctive enough to warrant a trademark. The good news for devotees, of course, is that as a Chippendales show goes on, there's less and less of a trademark threat anyway. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.